Hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and we made it to the end of the month, the Feast of St. Jerome. Oh, what a great feast day it is. And it's unscripted, that's right, where you bring the topics to the table. So everything that we accomplished this month by way of episodes where you tried to weigh in, call in, give your takes, and you couldn't get on air, you couldn't get your message through, this is the show to show up and share your stories, share your lived experiences, share anything on your mind or heart. It's unscripted. If you have a question, a comment, this is the show. It's kind of like a catch-all show for the month, right? So it's unscripted, very popular. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I just need to hear from you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, your host for Take Two. Jerry Usher will be back next week. I'm super excited to have him on the show when he can, because he's in classes he's preparing for the priesthood. If you're new to the show, I know we have a lot of first-time callers. So he's in seminary, and we have him on when we can, which is wonderful. So we're trying to do this and walk this journey with him into the priesthood, which is very exciting here at Take Two, because we started 10 years ago, and so everybody has gotten to know each other. We built this virtual community, very big worldwide community, very excited about that. And we're going to continue to grow, but we need your calls. So it's unscripted. You bring the topics to the table. And here is the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can also text us. It's a great feature. We have a lot of texting happening. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question, comment, story, whatever you can fit in that text. And just know that message and data rates may apply. But this is unscripted, where you bring the topics to the table. So if you didn't get on the show yesterday or the day before or last week, like Marge and Liz, please call back. We'll push you to the front of the line. All you have to do is tell Matt Kabinsky when you call this number, 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. You just tell Matt Kabinsky, I was on a previous show of Take Two. I did not get on air with Debbie and Jerry. Didn't make it. I'd like to be pushed to the front of the line. And Matt will happily inch you up to the front of the line, because you waited. Some people wait a long time to get on to Take Two. But this is the end of September. We want to make the most of all of these episodes for the whole month of September by really bringing it all together for us as the Take Two family. And we want to share. So if you have something you want to share, this is the show to do it. Don't wait till next week, because we have different shows prepared, right? So the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And if you have a question, a comment, something that's going on social media, something that's going on in your home with your relationships or with the church, or you had an experience at Mass, or you went to confession and you want to share something, or you're confused about something, or you're not Catholic and you're like, what is this show all about? I have no idea. Do I have a chance to speak? Yes. The answer is yes, yes, and yes. And EWTN has been so good about creating this very unique platform for all of us as the believers, as the body of Christ, to come together and to really explore life together and our faith and our spiritual lives, and walk together, to lock arms together, so we can get back home to God. Do you like that feeling? I do. I really do. I like having family. I think it's good to have that support. So Matt's on the phones. Michael's at the controls. Pedro's on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys. I love this week. Have I told you this already? I love this week. This is the Archangels week and the Guardian Angels week, and it's jam-packed with powerhouse of saints like St. Therese and St. Faustina coming up, and St. Carlo Acutis. Oh, I love saying that, St. Carlo Acutis. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. St. Francis of Assisi. It is a powerhouse, jam-packed, wonderful week for us to receive blessings and graces. Guys, get excited about life. I know life can be tough. I know it can be really difficult. You know, I have major health issues happening, but you know what? I'm not going to let it bring me down. And I have serious situations with family relationships. I'm not going to let it take me down. I mean, that's ridiculous. We got to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and get back home to God and enjoy this adventure, like Bishop Barron says, and keep working together and really. Oh, Marge is calling back. That's from yesterday. Marge, way to go. Thank you, Marge. Marge is from Dallas, Texas, I believe, on the Guadalupe. Yeah, Marge is from Dallas, Texas calling in. See, she did exactly what I asked her to do. She was on the line yesterday, didn't get on the show, and now she's going to call in, and Matt Gabinski is going to inch her up to the front of the line because that's the proper thing to do. As we were talking, Marge, we were talking yesterday about St. Michael, defend us in battle. So we were talking about the archangels. Okay, so this is unscripted. Maybe earlier in the month, you could not get on a show. We do have full phone lines plus typically on every show. So I'd love to hear from you. If you're not a Catholic, would you call in? And I actually, here's what I want to bring to the table. I mean, it's unscripted, so I get to bring topics to the table too, right? I guess that's fair. All right. So here's what I'm going to bring to the table. If you're not a Catholic, why are you listening to this show? I'm just curious. Like, why are you listening? Like, what do you get out of the show? What's your takeaway from the topics that we discuss? I really want to know. I'm very curious. Maybe you're a Christian, and so you listen because you like what you hear about Jesus. You know, we talk about Jesus a lot, right? Okay. Maybe you're not a believer at all. Maybe you're an atheist. Maybe you're an agnostic. Maybe you just walked away completely from God. And why are you listening? Maybe you're just intrigued. Maybe you want to make fun of us. Maybe. I don't know. I'd really like to know. I want you to be really, really honest, because that's the thing about Take Two is we're genuine. We're authentic. We put it all out there. What you see is what you get. Because listen, I'm going to be 60 years old in, let's see, just a little over a month. And I, you know, what do I have to prove? I don't have to prove anything. I mean, I've lived a long life, I think. And so I'm really trying to walk the walk, talk the talk. Are you? And I'm asking you that as a challenge. Are you? Call up and let's talk about it, okay? 833-288-3986 is the number to call. 833-288-3986. We've got Marge and we've got Doug, and I'd love to hear from you. So all you have to do is call in. This is our monthly unscripted. This is like my favorite show. Okay, call us. Oh, how I love unscripted. This is our monthly time of the show where you bring the topics to the table. I love this. I love unscripted, and we keep our promises here and Take Two. So we are going to get to Marge first from Dallas, Texas in just a moment. She called in yesterday, couldn't get on air, and we promised her she would go first, and we keep our word. Okay, but before I continue with all that, let me just share, Marge, hold on just another second. I want to share with everybody about MyTuner. If you have the MyTuner app, you can listen to EWTN Radio's live stream. Open the MyTuner app and search EWTN. That's simple. That's wonderful. Okay, Marge in Dallas, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Marge. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Marge. You go right ahead.
Okay, I was listening to you yesterday, and because it was the Feast of the Archangels, I have a very special devotion to St. Michael the Archangel, and that came about in 2005. And it was because I was able to start a Eucharistic Adoration program at our parish at St. Monica. And when I presented it to the pastor, I told him that he would never have to have extra work due to it, that I would lock up the church. We were doing it till midnight, that I would do 11 to midnight hour of adoration every night and lock up the church. So from 1997 to the time that COVID shut down adoration, I was at the chapel from 11 to midnight. Well, when you sit there in adoration in silence, the Lord can inspire you or talk to you in ways that he can't if there's all that noise around you. Well, one night in 2005, I heard St. Michael, the Archangel, needs to be in the White House. And I thought to myself, how am I going to accomplish that and is this just my imagination? So I went to my Cistercian monk, spiritual director, and told him the story. And he said, no, it's coming from God. You must pursue it and let God lead you in how to get it accomplished. Well, through all these God incidences, I got to meet, well, Neil Hudson heard about it, and he was on Bush's Catholic committee for his election. So he presented it to Bush, and Bush at that meeting said yes to accepting this 7-foot magnificent bronze for the White House. But then 2 weeks later, I got a letter from Bush saying that he could not accept it. He thanked me for the offer, but not at this time. So now I believe that there is no time with God, and it's meant for this time, because we all recall all the billboards that were put out after the attempted assassination of President Trump. It was St. Michael the Archangel in the background around the United States. And now with this whole horrible Charlie Kirk assassination, I really believe that St. Michael needs to be a representative and protector for the United States of America. So I am praying, and I believe that this is the time that statue will go to the White House. And then just yesterday, President Trump put out St. Michael prayer and the story of St. Michael. So I'm just asking for prayers and for some influential person who has a contact and who will be able to present this, because I really believe that it will be agreed upon and we can bring this magnificent bronze to protect our country.
Okay, that is amazing that you have been inspired and prompted to do this. Marge, I think it's incredible. And I do think this is the administration that would be receptive to receiving something like this and to promote it, as you just stated, with, you know, presenting the St. Michael prayer. Why don't you find someone that can get in touch with J.D. Vance, our vice president, and see, you know, I had the rare experience and very unique experience of sitting next to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on a plane ride from Washington, D.C. at the from the radio conference, EWTN radio conference, back to Arizona. It was amazing. And, he made the sign of the cross when we took off for the plane ride. I mean, so I think, you know, Catholicism and the understanding, especially of the Archangel Michael, which goes across many faiths and belief systems, I think would be very people would be very open to accepting it right now, because I think we're at this point. I agree with you, Marge, where the world is very unsettled, uneasy, anxious, fearful, you know, of what the future holds. So more power to you, Marge. I put you in the book. I hope and pray that after this, you know, sharing of you coming on a worldwide platform, I hope you get a ton of people around you with contacts that you can get it to the White House and beyond. Every organization, I think, it would be phenomenal. Marge, honest to goodness, I mean this sincerely. More power to you, Marge.
Well, do you think that perhaps maybe if somebody called into you and said that they had some contact in the White House, that you could then direct them to me?
Sure, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I mean, yeah.
I would love it if any listeners are listening to us right now and they know that they have some influence. Now, I have contacted Catholics for Catholics, John Yap. I've contacted, you know, several different people, but I haven't done anybody that has said, I'll go forward and present it to Trump. If anybody that's listening right now would call you, I could give you my number.
Sure.
Whatever. I just know that this has to happen.
Right. I understand. And you can hear it. It's deep inside of your soul. So, you know, if the Lord wants this to happen, it will happen. It will. That's just the way the Lord works. So here's what I want to do, Marge. Hang on. And Matt, if you could pick up. Email me. Okay, perfect. Our producer, Michael, just said, Marge, the easiest thing to do is email me. Mike, our producer just shared this. It's going to come right to our Take Two inbox. So Marge, email me so I can have your contact information and your phone number. Just email me at take2@ewtn.com. Okay, take2@ewtn.com. That's the easiest way. And I'll if I get anything that comes through through my inbox. I'll happily share it with you if it can connect you. Listen, anything that can produce an understanding and a depth of relationship and devotion to the angels, I think is needed now more than ever. I mean, this world is topsy-turvy. There's no doubt about it. You just have to look at the news for 10 seconds and you'll realize what's going on. And so we do need to understand the angelic realm better. I've always said that for many, many years. So I'm right with you, Marge. And I think it's a beautiful, kind of ministry you have been given by God. And if it's God's will, it will happen, Marge, because God's, we as human beings could stop it by the choices we make, but it's not going to stop God. He'll tap somebody else. So it's just the way God works. So if it's God's will, it'll happen. And Marge will do whatever we can to support that. So just email us take2@EWTN.com. Okay.
I will do that. And I met you when you came to Dallas. For our Guadalupe radio event.
That was a wonderful 25th anniversary. And thank you so much, Marge. You're precious. I love you for that. And I love your passion and your dedication to this. And, I think when we are devoted and we understand the angels, especially, like you said, you feel very close to the guardian angel, the archangels. There's many blessings in that, many blessings. And I've seen it over the years that I've taught on angels. So I love that you love the angels, Marge. Thank you so much. And don't forget to email us. God bless you. And it was so wonderful to meet you. And let's stay in touch. Also, for everyone else and on Take Two, I just want to share this with you. Recently we've gotten an abundance of emails. I am returning them all. It's going to take me the rest of this week because I have other things. I have the deadlines of other things I've got to get to, but I've received all of the emails. So everybody that sent emails in that you wanted me to read or Jerry to read or Michael, our producer, we have read them. Now we're getting ready to respond. So just to let you know, we have received everything. Thank you, Marge. God bless you. We're going to move to Doug in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Doug, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Sister Deb. Yeah. Hey. So yesterday about the archangels, I'm under the impression that their main function is to influence our thoughts. They're non-corporeal, so that's the thought I associate with them. They're thought influencers, I know one time Dr. Ray Grandy. Talking about the history of psychology, he says, I thought he was indicating that we may have made a switch. It used to be feelings follow thoughts, but he says he's noticed a switch to thoughts follow feelings. And it's also related to Dr. Andrews one time, I believe, was stating that most people who are experts in the psychological field all agree that humans in general reason through their emotions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More than trying to, disseminate facts and irrefutable empirical evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So, a good example would be you like to our comfort zone is being around like-minded people.
Mm.
You don't have the conflict and major issues and so forth, and that's where people most, according to Dr. Anders, human nature reasons from that comfort zone. And how do we work this, emotions and intellect thing out? Reminds me of John at one time, I believe it was Father Mitch Pacwa. gave her a three-step process to discernment, to get the right thought, to get your thoughts in line with God's way of thinking. Hmm. He said, first, you do the intellectual writing down of the pros and cons of what a choice would you know, create, the consequences that would come about by a certain choice. So that's the intellectual. And then you ponder putting yourself in the place of somewhere where you've made a choice, and you try to be attentive to the emotions
that are associated with it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
The third was, how do you plan on explaining your choice on Judgment Day?
Interesting.
And so I've always retained that little advice. I'm pretty sure Father Mitch gave it to Johnette.
Right. Okay, so Doug, going back to how you started this call where you were saying, you know, you believe the angels. If you look at the choirs of angels, the way they have been described and ranked, which we don't exactly know a lot about the angels and the hierarchy of the angels. We know enough maybe to grasp a bit of it, but the realm of angels that minister to us, right, which is the guardian angels, the archangels. Now, keep in mind, Gabriel and Raphael and Michael, I know they're considered archangels, but, you know, rather than, for the sake of this broadcast, let's not get into the details of things, but they are higher than the actual ranking of archangels. They're in that seraphim level. Okay. So it's an interesting detail that a lot of people don't understand about the angels, but that's a whole nother topic. So let me just share something though. With the realm of angels that serve and minister to mankind, to minister to us here on earth, you're absolutely spot on. Their role is to illuminate the mind and strengthen the will. Illuminate the mind and strengthen the will. So it's going into the mind, mind to mind. That's how they communicate. And it's very interesting that we understand things like, you know, how we process things and what emotions are attached to it. And are we moved to do certain things just out of feelings or out of a certain inspiration that we interpret as it's something that is moved by God, or is it something that we process logically and then we move into those next steps? So that is why, Doug, what you are saying, I think, is so key, that we need to understand the role of the angels that minister to us here on earth. And that is important, that we are receptive. Now, how are we receptive? How are we open to it? Well, we're open to it in a better way when we're in a state of grace. It's that simple. Because think of it like this: when we're in a state of grace, the channels, the pipes are clear. Okay. We've got a straight connection. All right. So there's nothing blocking it. There's nothing stopping it. There's no break in the friendship. There's no miscommunication or misunderstanding or a clouding of the view. We can see through a crystal clear through and get a better understanding with clarity. Okay, so when we choose by our decisions that we make out of emotion or out of feeling or out of something that we've processed or rationalized, then we are the ones who are putting those blocks up. Okay, but the angels are there to clear those channels and help us to see things in a way that can get us back home to God. So, Doug, I hope I captured that somewhat, but I'm right with you on this. And I think the more we educate and inform people in the theology of angels, the better off we will all be. Thank you, Doug, from Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. So good to hear your voice. When we come back, more of your calls on Scripted. Great calls on this Unscripted from Marge and from Doug. And now we're going to get to Wes in just a moment. But I want to do this incredible shout out and congratulations to another EWTN radio partner. Archangel Radio, serving Mobile, Alabama, is serving 15 years with us. Congratulations to Ellen Taylor and her team at WNGL. AM and FM from your friends here at EWTN. Love Archangel Radio. Great job, you guys. Okay, we're going to get back to the phones. This is Unscripted. If you have something to say about this incredible week of the angels, we started with the Archangel, the Feast of the Archangels, and we're going into a Thursday as the Feast of the Guardian Angels. If you've listened to Take Two just a couple weeks or months, you'll know that we love the angels. And so if you want to share anything about that, feel free to do so. If you want to have a prayer request or intention added to the prayer book, I brought the prayer book out because I added Marge and her intentions for her her ministry work there about St. Michael the Archangel. I added her in the prayer book. And so if you want to add something, if you want to share a praise report, we're always praising God for all the glorious, amazing gifts and miracles that he gives to all of us on a regular basis, by the way, folks, on a regular basis. We just, maybe we don't notice it. So if you have something to say, if you're not Catholic, I'm still throwing that challenge out there. If you're not Catholic and you listen to Take Two, I'd love to know why. Give me the reasons why. I won't embarrass you. I won't put you on the spot. I'm really curious. I'm curious by nature, and I just love that. I love uncovering things. I should have been a private investigator. I'm just letting you know that. I just love that kind of stuff. So if you listen to Take Two, please let us know why you do that. Wes, a first-time caller driving through Illinois, just dropped off. If you hear my shout-out, Wes is a first-time caller from Catholic Spirit Radio in Illinois. Please call back. We'll push you to the front of the line. You were next. I'm so sorry. Marta in San Antonio, Texas. In the meantime, we will get to you at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Marta.
Hello?
Hello, Marta. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Talking about the angels, my grandson is 13 today, and 13 years ago, he and my daughter was in a horrible accident, and I believe with all my heart that his guardian angel saved both of them, and he has overcome many hardships, as well as his mama, my daughter, and I, you know, just wanted to be thankful and know that, you know, I told my daughter, his guardian angel and your guardian angel were with you because of the truck caught fire, but they were saved thanks to God. So, you know, I told him this morning, you have a lot to be thankful, Nathan, because you're a teenager, you're 13, and, you know, God and your guardian angels have always been with you, and that's why you have overcome so many hardships. That's what I wanted to say.
Beautiful, Marta. One other thing with your grandson, maybe print out Psalm 91, God's protection in the Bible. Print it out, cut it into a little, maybe 2 inches by 3 inches, and fold it up and ask Nathan, your grandson, to carry it with him at all times. Psalm 91 is very powerful, God's protection. And see if he would be willing just to keep it with him. You're absolutely spot on. When the angels step in, you know, remember it's coming from God, and there's a reason, there's a purpose that your grandson is with us. That all these things were prevented by the help of the guardian angels. Absolutely, it's in my study of angels. That's what I have found, and from the hundreds and hundreds of stories of people I've listened to that have had encounters with angels saving them from all sorts of accidents and things like that. So, Marta, it's really beautiful. And I hope he stays very close to his guardian angel, because usually when the guardian angels will step in and help and prevent us certain things, there's a reason, a very clear purpose that God wants this child, this person to be here for a reason, to serve some bigger purpose. So keep us posted on this. This is very interesting.
That's beautiful. And you know, it's very quick because I know y'all are very busy. His name is Nathan Jerome Brummett, and today is also St. Jerome's Day.
Right. Today's the Feast of St. Jerome. Okay, wait a minute, Marta. Marta, it just came to me as you said that. Is there any encouragement for him to look into the priesthood?
You know, I don't know. My Nathan is on the high spectrum of autism.
That's okay. So, but that's okay. You know, that's not going to stop something necessarily.
It's not going to stop him, but, you know, my daughter is homeschooling the CCD program with them, and that's something to bring up because he's very talented. Artistically, he's very talented.
Yeah,
that's something to bring up.
Well, and here's the thing: with God, all things are possible. I know a lot of people that thought they were not suitable for the priesthood, and they were. And so, with God, all things are possible. We need to break down all these barriers of anything that's going to stop us from any type of limitation or disability or compromise. God has a plan for each and every one of us, and if we work with that plan, then all things are possible. And Nathan, and this is pretty amazing. So something God wants. This is very interesting. Marta, you got to keep us posted on this. He's 13.
Oh, I will. Mm-hmm. One last thing. Okay, sure. It's almost 1 year. I will go print it out. When my daughter was going through some extremely hard times, I took her to Father Ed, and he said, okay, this little boy, Nathan comes, is a prophet.
Interesting.
I don't know. I have to look that up, you know.
Yeah.
But that was 13 years ago, and I pray for him because he's such a special child.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And there's power in the name and why somebody was named a certain thing. So Nathan Jerome is his name. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting you're calling in on the feast day of St. Jerome.
Yes.
I would definitely, you know, Marta, what I would do is ask St. Carlo Acutis to become friends with Nathan and see where this goes.
Oh, I will. And I love your show. I always listen to it, whether I'm home or in my car. And I just happened to, I told him, I promised him, I said, I'll take you Chick-fil-A, your favorite, for your birthday. And so I just caught the end of the line and the phone number. I said, oh my God, I've got a call because this is Nathan's special day.
It is. And this is actually his birthday?
Yes, September 30th.
Very nice. Oh, well, yes. you tell him from Take Two that we said happy birthday and we put a special birthday prayer in the book.
Oh, thank you so much. You all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Marta. I got to get back to San Antonio. I love San Antonio. Thank you so much. God bless you. And thanks for sharing this with us. Okay, one more shout out to Wes, who is a first-time caller driving through Illinois on Catholic Spirit Radio. Wes, it really bums me out when people drop off and I get so nervous because I think something happened, because especially since you were driving. So if you can pull over safely to the side of the road or you get to your next stop, please call us back. We'll put you to the front of the line. It just bums me out, and I worry about our callers all day long, and I don't want to do that. So, Wes, if you're listening, call back, first-time caller from Illinois. This is unscripted. This is your show, so this is your chance to share anything. If you wanted me to add to the prayer book, I did bring the prayer book out for Nathan and for Marge, and so I got them in the prayer book. Any praise reports, any suggested future topics you want us to cover in October? We're just getting ready to finish the last week in October. If you want us to cover anything or bring on any special guests, you're welcome to suggest that. But please, I need to hear from you quickly. If you're not Catholic, my last invitation is, if you're not Catholic and you're listening to Take Two, can you just tell us why? I just want to know. I'm just curious. No reason. I mean, it's just me just being curious. So if you could do that, that would be great. We're very friendly. Matt's on the phones. Michael's at the controls. Pedro's on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Let's get to Catherine in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our friends on AM 1260 The Rock. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I just want to story about my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
When my grandmother was older and she's lying ill in bed many days, my aunt was taking care of her. My aunt called me up early one morning and asked me to come over and help with grandma. And I went over there, and my grandmother was laying in bed for many hours ill, you know, badly ill. And all of a sudden, she got straight up, and she looked up, and she said, oh, how beautiful, how beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then she fell back. At that moment, she died. She was dead. And finally, she believed her soul was taken to heaven.
Wow.
That's the true. That's the true story.
Yeah.
And I need help for myself. I'm praying every day for God's clear guidance for life. This is what I feel to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Catherine. Catherine with a C. And I'm praying every day for God's clear guidance for our life. I need that help right now.
Okay. So I put you in the prayer book, Catherine, and I want to just go back to your grandmother's experience. I have heard this story many, many times before from people who work in hospice. When my mother was in assisted living, I would speak to a lot of hospice workers, and they would tell me story. I just would always ask them, you know, what it was like at the end, you know, when people were in, you know, sometimes they were completely out of it in the end, but they would become a very alert, and they would sit up, and they would encounter a person or an image from the other side. And so it doesn't surprise me that your grandmother felt this way. Was she a woman of faith, Catherine?
Oh, yeah, she's Catholic, and she always did the rosary. Yeah, she's very spiritual.
Yeah, yeah. See, it doesn't surprise me, and that's the beauty of when we understand life and we understand death and an entrance into eternity, and when we do it as people of faith. I've been told over and over again by people who work with with people who are dying and people who are near death. They tell me that people of faith have a much easier and smoother transition, and it's actually very beautiful. It's very light. It's very definite. But it's very, it doesn't have this sense of overwhelming sadness. It has a sense of hope and joy. I just got chills when I said that, Catherine. So that's all the more reason why we have to do this fine work here on Catholic Radio to catechize others. Right.
And do the rosary.
And pray the rosary. Absolutely. And the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Absolutely, Catherine. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I think it's so important that we get the word out. And that's why I love what we're doing here on Take Two, and I love what EWTN is doing, because it's allowing these platforms for us to get formed in the faith so that we can get prepared, for the next chapters of our life. And as we enter into eternity, it's something that we actually embrace and we look forward to, and we are ready for hopefully in a state of grace with the beautiful sacraments that are provided to us as Catholics. Catherine, I think you're awesome.
Say something.
Yeah,
I try to every day. That, you know, you say Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I love these saved souls. You know, and every time you say that, I heard you say it in the soul. So I sometimes take the rosary and do it on every bead of the rosary. A lot of Catholics don't know that. You know.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you're always staying close to the Holy Family. I love that.
Yeah. So I believe every time you say that, you're saving a soul. You can do it easily on a whole rosary, and more people would save more souls.
Right. Wow. Catherine, you're pretty amazing. We've got you in the prayer book. Would you keep us posted? Anything else you want to pray for?
Just that I ask God to correct my entire life. Because I had a time in my life forgiving my mother, because she ruins a lot of my good job, and it was so... That caused me harm, a lot of harm. But I have to learn to forget it. Okay.
Right.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome. Will you keep us posted, Catherine? Stay in touch with us, please. And thank you. And God bless you. And thanks for listening to AM 1260 The Rock. Wow, another great call. That was wonderful. We do have room for you. There's still time if you feel prompted by the Spirit. Okay, one last shout out to Wes, first-time caller. He probably got to his destination and couldn't call us, so maybe next time. Sorry about that, Wes. I wish we got you on air. But we had others call in and drop off, so if you feel prompted by the Spirit, you have something to share on this unscripted to close September, please do so now. You have time. We can get in a few more calls. Matt is waiting to answer your call. This is your show. So this is your opportunity to share something on your mind or your heart or something you want to share with everybody that is listening here on the Take Two family. We care. We are prayer warriors. We believe in the power of prayer. And if there's something that you feel like, wow, I need somebody to talk to, or I need to connect with somebody, or I need a better understanding of this, this is the show to do it. And And also, we're getting some comments coming in that would in a moment would like me to share how to actually deepen our relationship with the angels. I'll happily share that in a moment. So go ahead and call in if you have something that you want to contribute to this unscripted episode. And all you have to do is dial 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. In the meantime, before we get back to the phones, I want to share about Podcast Central, Mass in Slow Motion. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is the Mass in Slow Motion. In these short podcasts, Father Jeffrey Kirby shares different and profound truths about the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass so you can experience the abundant life won for us by Jesus Christ. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. Just visit EWTN.com/podcasts today. Okay, before we get back to the phones, the question came in, can I share more how to get closer to the angels? Super simple. Great question. Here you go. Very simple. Say the guardian angel prayer in the morning and the evening. Why are you going to do that? Because I believe the demons love to distract and make you forget that you even have a guardian angel. So if you start your morning with a guardian angel prayer, you are bringing an acknowledgement to the mission work that they have in your life, and you are bringing into view and into your consciousness that they exist, they're beside you. And so that'll enable you to feel that comfort a little bit longer. Okay, that's number one. Number two, at the end of the day, you're thanking God for your guardian angel doing such great work, similar to what Doug was saying from Blooming Prairie about that angels are there to illuminate your mind and strengthen your will. Okay, so that's perfect. Psalm 91, I shared that earlier, God's protection in most translations of the Bible. That's in the middle of the psalm. It talks about how the angels are there to guard you and guide you in all your ways. Okay, so that reinforces scripturally. The other thing too is to simply acknowledge that you do have a guardian angel by just thanking your guardian angel throughout the day, you know, and just bringing to mind, calling to mind that you actually do have a guardian angel. One thing that I will caution you is please do not try to have your guardian angel somehow do something to communicate with you or to try to bring about that communication. That's not their role. Their role is to help you along this journey. They are messengers. They are there doing God's will, and they're not there to be like a pet friend or something of that nature. It's not like that, and it's very dangerous because that's where the demons can come in and really trick and mess with your mind. So just keep the angels doing their proper role, what they have been instructed to do by God, and then we cooperate. And we obey, we cooperate. It's the most important thing we can do because our job is to stay on that road and get back to God. Okay, so I hope that helps with the question that came in on how to deepen your relationship. That is the best way I know how. I've been doing that since I was 8 years old. Okay, Grace in Los Angeles, California, Sirius XM 130. Hey, Grace, welcome.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to ask for prayers for our clients at a crisis pregnancy center where I work. Our volunteer, we had one in particular yesterday that was very much struggling and seriously considering abortion. Mm. So I just like to ask for prayers for all of our clients, but especially the ones that are on the fence, you know, and still trying to decide what they're going to do. She just seems so vulnerable and so hurting. Just like to ask for prayers.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I've got all of this in the prayer book. And Grace, thank you for the work that you're doing. Okay. Maybe you don't get thanked enough, so I'm thanking you. God bless you. You have a beautiful heart. And the more we can do to in cooperation with protecting life and educating and informing and forming others, I mean, in my opinion, it's so pleasing to God. It's what we can do. This is a general statement, but people try to do these big, big things for God. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. All we have to do is the next right thing and do it well. And Grace, you're doing that. God bless you for your generous, beautiful heart.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you. Anything else you want me to add? I've got the prayer book app.
Actually, prayers for all of our volunteers at the pregnancy centers, because it is difficult work, and you know, there's only so much we can do. We try to do everything that we can, but yeah, but there's only so much we can really do. So
yep, absolutely.
Prayers for the volunteers as well. Thank you.
Yeah, just want to let you know, I already put them in the book, so I just put a star next to their name. So, yep, you got it. Absolutely, I know. I've done some volunteer work at crisis pregnancy centers, and I'll tell you what, we need more help, we need more support, we need more prayers around everybody that's working in that ministry. I'm right with you, Grace. Thank you so much. God bless you. Keep in touch with us. Safe driving on the streets and freeways and highways of Los Angeles, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, Trish is up next in Fargo, North Dakota, and her friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
Well, you asked a little earlier why, if there's people who are listening that are not Catholic, why are we listening? And
yes.
I have to share, I grew up a pastor's kid in a charismatic Protestant faith and recently graduated from University of Mary, that is a Benedictine Christian college. Mm-hmm. And I found something that I grew up with, believing that my Christian faith should inform all of my life and my decisions. And I'm not hearing that in the Protestant faith like I used to. It's very much become, well, I go to church on Sunday. And what I've fallen in love with in listening to your show and in listening to my professors at the university was the message that is consistent throughout the Catholic faith, that everything I do must be informed by my faith. And it's just created a great curiosity in me to listen more and to hear more.
Wow. Wow. That was beautiful. That is so cool. I'm so glad you responded. That is amazing. So now, okay, you sound kind of in, and please, I'm saying this, you know, respectfully, you sound kind of young. I'm a grandmother. Can you give me your,
a young grandmother. So I have my first grandbaby, so I'm almost 50. And, it's just very interesting to me. I believe firmly that our entire purpose in life should be grounded in what talents God has given us. Mm. And I should use those talents in my work and in my home to bring him to others. Mm-hmm. And so hearing that so clearly as a mission from the Catholic university I went to, from what I'm hearing on your radio stations, mm-hmm. is something that just resonates deeply. And I think we need to share that message so much more to everyone.
Yeah, couldn't agree. Couldn't agree more. I'm telling you, I couldn't agree more. You are spot on. Trish, I've got to tell you, you have the voice of a 30-year-old. I'm just letting you know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, wow. I want that voice. That's fantastic. But I couldn't agree with you more. And the consistency and the way we never waver, right? In the work that we're trying to do on Catholic media, we never waver. It's the same message over and over and over again, because we have brand new listeners, right? So we have brand new listeners.
Yes.
And we're trying to get it out there. The funny thing, though, Trish, I will tell you, and if you could pray for this, that would be most helpful. Pray for this, that people finally, if they hear it 4 times, 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, it doesn't matter. It finally goes inside of them and they start to believe it. Because that's what we're noticing, is that the demons are working overtime to get us to feel like we're, you know, unworthy, you know, live in our past, you're not going to measure up, you're nothing, God doesn't care about you, all the things the demons are trying to do. But what you said, I completely agree with. And the more we say it in a consistent manner, a strong manner, we don't compromise, we're authentically Catholic, hopefully, a God will let that seep in, and the person will be open at that time. It'll seep into them. They'll start to believe it. They'll live their very most beautiful, purpose-driven life, right? Right, Trish?
I will continue to pray that way. I think the other prayer I have is for people to understand you can't be good enough. There's nothing that we do that brings us to Christ, that it's his sacrifice that saves us.
Right.
And so I see too many people that think, well, I'm a good person, so I don't have to. Mm-hmm. And it's not about that. It's not about us. And so learning to lean on him and to accept his grace every day, because we are not perfect. And good enough is not good enough. He asks that we be his.
Right. Amen. Oh, I could listen to you all day long. You nailed it. Knocked it right out of the ballpark. Way to go, Trish. Please call us again. Weigh in anytime. You are so welcome. We love that. Great contribution. Thank you. Okay, I'm down to the final minute, and I believe it's is it Aaliyah? I believe 1 minute in El Paso, Texas. I literally have 10 seconds. Who do you want us to pray for?
Hi, I would like you to pray for Victoria. She was pulled away from her family by some other person telling her that her family had demons. So please pray for her that she can come back to her family and to the church.
You got it. You got it. Thank you so much. I'm glad I got to squeeze you in. I have the prayer book open. The other callers that are coming in, we have three more callers coming in. Another one just dropped off. I'm so sorry. We do have another unscripted next month, God willing. Thank you so much. You guys did a great job. Thank you to the show team, Michael and Matt and Pedro. Awesome affiliates. Another call's coming in. Wow. Guys, we love you guys so very much. Stay in touch with us. Just email us at take2@ewtn.com. And don't forget to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Okay, that'll do it. September's done. We're heading into October. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.